This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for lectures, features, and radio shows. And now, here's Coy Barefoot.
We were singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry.
Brian Wheeler is the executive director of Charlottesville Tomorrow. He joins us on Tuesday afternoons to talk growth and development. However, this Tuesday afternoon is a little different. Brian joins us live in studio with the full update and debrief. Should we call it the deep high? An update on his search, he and his team's search for the best pie in Central Virginia. Brian, how are you? Good to see you.
Happy Pie Day.
Happy Pie Day to you. And we're going to give folks the whole lowdown. The best place to start, I think, is are you still full? Because you guys ate pie all day, didn't you?
We did have to eat pie all day. But somebody had
to
do it.
You know, next year, Pie Day of 2009. You're going to have like a busload of people who want to go with you.
And then when we showed up and they didn't have pie, you know, we sort of felt like we had to buy something. So, you know, there's a Coca-Cola here. There's
a brownie there.
A scallop chocolate chip cookie here.
Right.
It all added up, but it was worth it.
And this was last... when
Friday.
Was it? Last Friday.
And the weather was just like it is today.
Perfect. And it was August 8th of 2008, which is 888. And on 888, you ate 888.
We
pie.
Ate 888. A whole lot of pie.
So where did this... before we get into the big winners and your reaction and... And you can give folks a get your pen and paper now. You can get you'll get a lot of good recommendations about where to get good pie here in Central Virginia. Where did this whole idea come from? Because I know we've been talking about it for months.
We have almost a year, it seems like. And if you want to follow along in the listening audience, you can go to SeavilleTomorrow.org/pie. SeavilleTomorrow.org/pie.
And it is a very cool website.
And there's maps and photos, and you can see the places that we're going to talk about. But, Coy, this started when you and I were talking about a Washington Post article about a country store in Loudoun County called Hill High Country Store. And what I thought was so amusing about this article was it was talking about how people religiously go to this place every Thanksgiving and get their holiday pies. And the fans of this place, you know, literally line up. The embassies in Washington all send their you know, envoys out to pick up pie so they can give to other embassies. And it's a big deal. And then at the very end of the Washington Post article, it revealed the secret of the Loudoun County Hill High Country Store pies, which was that they all came from 4 to 5 frozen food companies.
They just put a sticker on it.
But people enjoyed the pies regardless. And I guess they would reheat them, and so the smell of the pie would, you know, be in the store.
Yeah.
And anyway, that got you and I talking about, you know, good home-cooked things. And what is Charlottesville known for? And we went through, you know, all the usual suspects. So Bodo's Bagels.
Yeah.
Spud Nuts Donuts.
Right.
We named a few other things, but it got us, you know, what is the one place though, if you were somewhere else and you said, oh, if you're going to Charlottesville, make sure you stop by
the such and such
by there and get that
and get the whatever thing.
And I talked about how, you know, Lynchburg has a place called Montana Plains Bakery. Stanton has Mrs. Rouse.
Yeah.
Danville, Virginia has Midtown Market. They're all known for these little things that they make. You know, homemade goods that they bake there. And what is Charlottesville known for? So that, you know, the other interesting thing about that, Coy, was it really got the phones lit up here.
Oh, yeah. People went nuts.
And it made me realize, you know, people were saying, Brian, it was just brilliant how you were talking about pie. And, you know, it wasn't like we had a strategy going into this
totally
to get
unplanned.
Phone calls. But, you know, what I realized was people might be a little intimidated to call into a show about growth and development, where we're talking often about real technical things with roads and
proffers
development projects.
And,
you know, when you talk about pie, people are pretty comfortable. Everyone has pie experiences.
Everyone has an experience eating or perhaps even making pie.
And they can relate to it.
Yeah.
So, you know, that kept the story going. And then I ran into a friend of mine, Cole Sandridge. And Cole said, Brian, you know, I like your show with Coy, but I wish you'd talk about pie more often.
Because we catch people on a Tuesday afternoon, a lot of them going home and they're hungry. So it's always good to talk a little bit about food.
Yeah, we're probably causing major problems.
Right.
People showing up saying, how come I don't get a homemade pie? And as we started talking about it, then people started showing up at the studio with homemade pies for us to eat.
Yeah,
and
just coming by with food.
I'm thinking, you know, this is really a brilliant idea to talk about pies. It's starting to show up here.
Yeah.
You and I went out to Keswick Hall, and we had a great blueberry cobbler out there.
That was incredible, wasn't it? And it was gorgeous.
That was amazing.
That was the best-looking pie I've ever seen. But I am not the pie connoisseur that you are now as a result of Pi Day.
So Pi Day, the reason we decided to devote a day of our work to this is that I have two staff. Sean Tubbs is my program officer. You've had him on the show recently.
Absolutely.
And then we have a summer intern. And Ben Dorenberg was our summer intern. And I want to thank both of them for accompanying me on the journey and being an integral part of it. But, you know, Sean lives in the city, hasn't lived in the county as long as I have. So I've lived here since 1984, know the area pretty well. But there are places I haven't been that have always been on my list to go visit. And I thought, you know, if Sean is going to be writing stories and I'm going to be writing stories about the rural countryside in Albemarle County, then we need to make sure they intimately know Albemarle County. And so part of Pi Day was to take our staff on a tour of the county to make sure that everyone knew what was out there. And we set up an itinerary to go all over the county. Our trip took 9 hours and 36 minutes.
You spent 9 hours driving all around?
It's a big county.
It is. What, it's like 712 square miles?
725 square miles.
It's huge. One of the biggest counties in Virginia.
Fifth largest in Virginia. We traveled 160 miles.
Wow.
We took 379 photos.
Wow.
We forded one stream.
When did you leave? Did you leave at like 2 in the morning?
We got up early, which for me is like 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're at these meetings late at night.
Yeah.
So we left at 8 and started our adventure.
There you go. And this was last Friday.
This was last Friday.
And you spent all day driving all around the country in Albemarle County.
We covered – now, just so I don't offend anyone – we're going to leave a few places out that our callers have said we need to go to.
Yeah.
So there is going to be Pi Day 2.
Well, you couldn't get everywhere.
We couldn't get everywhere. There will be Pi Day 2. I'm looking forward to that. And we'll get the rest of the city and the eastern part of the county. But we did the southern part, the western part, and the northern part.
All right. And Cole is on line one. Cole, you're on with Brian. Go right ahead.
Brian, how you doing?
Good.
Good. I just heard my name on the radio.
Is this Cole Sandridge?
I just wanted to say thanks for the little credit. And I'm glad I could start this thing or help start it and bring everybody a little pie story here and there.
You definitely inspired us. And Cole, I am certain you have sampled the winning pie that we will reveal later in this show.
What I'm waiting for is Jean's pie.
Jean is my wife. So
did she bake?
You're waiting for a pie from Jean. I will pass that along.
Absolutely. And I hope she's listening because I, you know, might push her a little bit.
So you're pushing both the wheelers
for
more pie.
That's correct.
All right.
There you go. Thanks for the call, Cole. Appreciate it. And we want to remind folks again, you can check out SeavilleTomorrow.org/pie for the full report and the map. It's cool because it's like a photo map.
It's an interactive Google map, and we have a Google Earth version. So if you are familiar with either of those websites, you can click through, follow our track. It's GPS exact, has all the photos lined up with captions, and you can relive Pi Day.
This is really cool.
And I hope it will inspire you to do something similar.
This is really cool, Brian, because you can like drill down here in the map and click on these individual places. And like I just clicked on this, and it gives me a picture of Wyatt's store in Whitehall.
Yeah, there's Dave Wyatt's store right there.
There you go. That's very cool. Brian Wheeler, the executive director of Charlottesville Tomorrow, is in with the results from Pi Day 2008. Is this going to be like an annual thing where every year you go out and just eat baked goods?
I think it should be, yes.
I promise you, if you get a bus, people will sign up and go to ride around and eat baked goods. And you could talk about growth and development, and heck, I'll ride with you, and we'll do like a little history tour.
Right, let's do it.
It would be fun.
Fundraiser for Charlottesville Tomorrow.
There you go. And just don't charge too much because they got to buy their own pie.
Yep.
Right?
We were buying pies. Now, I was telling you during the break, we only found 3 authentic venues for homemade pie.
And that's disappointing.
In all of our travels.
In 9 hours.
We went to lots of country stores. Often we'd walk in, and the way we handled ourselves, we tried to be very professional. We would just walk in and say, do you have pie? And
where's the pie?
Often they would point to the Little Debbies on the shelf, and that was their answer for pie. And, of course, we gave them—
straight from Waynesboro.
We gave them their "we're so disappointed" look. We took a picture of their store, and then we left. But we tried to be very professional about this. We came up with a judging scorecard. We found criteria on the internet. I consulted Google, and that means I took the first hit I found.
Yeah.
And I adjusted a little bit for our experience here because we wanted to give points for location, the venue, the people serving the pie, you know, the whole experience.
Yeah. Well, and that's what people want to know.
Right.
They don't just want to know where's the good pie. They want to know where's a fun place to go to get homemade pie.
Exactly. And we did find three very good places. And it's hard to pick a winner. But we do have a winner we'll announce in the second half of the show. So we started our morning, though. Now, I'd sort of been fasting since the night before.
Yeah, I bet.
but I was pretty hungry, and I didn't have any coffee when we started. And as I mentioned, it was early in the morning. So our first stop had to be Spudnuts. Now, I know that's not pie, but it is one of those authentic baked goods that Charlottesville is famous for.
I think it's a great place to start.
Yeah.
What did you have there?
I had a blueberry Spudnut because that's my favorite, and a big cup of coffee.
Mm.
And the staff—
how do you
there,
do your coffee?
Oh, I just say, give me a cup of coffee.
And then you put a lot of cream and sugar
cream
or just
the,
black?
The cream.
Just but cream, not sugar?
At Starbucks, I'm very boring. I just say, can I have a large coffee?
And you put a lot of cream and sugar?
I just put cream in it.
Just cream, no sugar?
Just cream, no sugar.
Okay, there you go.
But I don't order any.
I think that's what Allison does.
Those drinks that are like, you know, 10 words long.
Yeah.
That my daughter and wife both order all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know what, that's another language I don't know.
No, I've never been there yet. I'm still like a Coke. Just give me a good Coke in the morning, I'm good to go. That'll get me till lunch.
So we went into Spudnuts, took some pictures. They were very, we explained what we were doing. And it was, I thought it'd be a good warm-up for the staff. You know, we'll practice talking to the people, explaining Pi Day. We had a little handout we left people.
Palm card.
And we had a palm card. We said, thank you for helping us with Pi Day. Do you mind if we take your pictures and talk about you on the internet?
Yeah.
And they were very friendly about it. And their pictures are in our slideshow, and we named all the Spudnut staff for helping us. They were very helpful.
Well, they're great there. That's wonderful. So that got you going.
That got us going. And that fueled us down 20 south to Scottsville. So our first destination was Scottsville, and we stopped at all the country stores along 20 South.
Yeah.
So Keene, and there was another one along the way, neither of which had pie.
Yeah, but I'm sure the Keene Country Store doesn't have pie. They're under new ownership, by the way, and I can say I used to live a stone's throw from that little country store in Keene back when that vet wasn't even there. That was just an old fallen down building.
We took a picture of the vet building.
Yeah, And I used to eat there quite frequently, as a matter of
fact.
Did
you?
They make good sandwiches, yeah.
Yeah.
Back in the day. This is, like, you know, 15 years ago. But.
Well, it wasn't sandwich day, and so we just walked out.
Yeah.
We took their picture, put it up in our slideshow.
So it's a tour for folks who are just joining us. Brian Wheeler is with us from Charlottesville tomorrow. Last Friday was Pi Day, 2008, the first Pi Day, first annual Pi Day. And you toured all the little country markets throughout Albemarle County, not all of them. But you tried to hit as most as you could for 9 hours.
For 9 hours and 36
straight.
Minutes.
160 miles of driving.
160 miles.
You hit all these little country stores.
We went to the lowest point in Albemarle County. We went to the highest point in Albemarle County.
And we went to
the westernmost point, the northernmost point, and the southernmost point in Albemarle County.
Did you map that out ahead of time?
Yeah, we did.
Wow.
Yep.
You must have spent like hours on the internet getting ready for this thing.
There was a lot of preparation for Pi Day. People don't understand. You know, I'm hearing a lot right now, Brian, can I have your job? They don't know how much work goes into Pi Day. And then I spent the whole weekend, you know, working with the GPS unit and getting the photographs all stamped with the GPS.
It's a very cool website.
Coordinates. Well, it turned out great.
SeevilleTomorrow.org/pi.
My wife
is
not so happy that I spent the whole weekend playing with pictures and pie stuff.
Yeah. So before we go to a break, and then when we get back, we're going to give the full rundown of the experience, where you went, what you saw, what you ate.
And we'll start with our first stop, which was Lumpkins down in Scottsville.
Okay. So that's where we're going to go when we get back. But before we do, how did you grade what you were eating?
Well, our scorecard involved appearance.
Appearance, good. What's it look like?
Now, there's two different scorecards, one for a two-crust pie and one for a one-crust pie.
Ah.
Because like a coconut custard, which we had at Lumpkins, only has one crust
on
the bottom.
Yeah.
So we did the top crust, the undercrust, as it's called.
Yeah.
The filling and the flavor. and then the location. And we
For the experience kind of thing.
The experience factor.
That's very smart.
And then
that
all three
like
of us individually ranked our pies. We argued about it. But and then we totaled it up and came up with a number.
Brian Wheeler is the executive director of Charlottesville Tomorrow, and he led his crew in search of the best, yummiest pie in Central Virginia last Friday, August 8th, 2008. Yes, that's 888, on which day they 888. Lots of baked goods and plenty of pie as they traverse the highways and byways of this beautiful burg. You began that morning at Spudnuts.
We began at Spudnuts.
With a little coffee and a little treat. And as you tell us about your journey, I am online clicking through the pictures right here with the slideshow. You got a whole like multimedia presentation here, Brian.
Multimedia extravaganza.
This is amazing.
You know, if you want to follow along in the listening audience, SeavilleTomorrow.org/pie will take you to a page where you can see this. But it's interactive. We used Flickr, which is a popular photo sharing site.
Yeah, you can make online slideshows that way. Very easily.
Google Earth. We used a GPS unit and linked that up with our camera and tried to use a lot of this technology. So I hope it will inspire people to create similar multimedia creations about our community.
Or at least eat more pie.
Or at least eat more pie, which these venues we went to would certainly appreciate. But there is so much beauty out there in the countryside, Coy, and that is one of the takeaways for our team was that how big Albemarle County is,
huge.
How beautiful it is, and what this is about is celebrating really the treasure that we have here and our quality of life. So there are a lot of
And you get down into some of those places like down around Howardsville, it's a different world. You don't even feel like you're in Charlottesville. Well, because you're not, but It's a different world in many ways, and it is absolutely for folks who might be new to this community who've never taken a drive like this into the hinterlands of the county. It is absolutely gorgeous.
I highly recommend it. It was a lot of fun, and you don't have to spend 9 hours like we did. You could do it in pieces, but we ought to get rolling here through the
let's go
the pies we tasted.
All right, you started at Spudnuts.
Then we went down to Lumpkins because one of the callers to your show said we had to stop at Lumpkins in Scottsville, and we did. And the great thing about Lumpkins is we walked in, we said, "Do you have pie?" And the waitress pointed to the dry erase board and said, "Well, of course."
And half dry erase board says peach cobbler, coconut custard, pecan, chocolate fudge. Right? Oh, they got all sorts of stuff.
They had 8 pies on the menu. That was just the specials menu. And so we immediately sat down and started sampling peach cobbler and coconut custard.
That looks phenomenal. That picture right there.
What am
I looking at? Because I want to eat every little bit of it.
Ben Dornberg, our intern, immediately went for the a la mode version of the peach cobbler at Lumpkins.
Oh, man, that looks good.
He thoroughly enjoyed it.
Oh, that is all hail this picture right here.
So
this looks so good.
Lumpkins, we give a very high recommendation to. We encourage everyone to go to Lumpkins. Great atmosphere. It's called Lumpkins Restaurant and Hotel. It's the home of the big white chicken that's outside the restaurant.
Right on the side of the road.
You're driving down 20. But I'd never stopped in there. So had it not been for your caller calling in and saying, "Stop at Lumpkins," I wouldn't have done it.
Now, what's this right here? What am I looking at there?
That's the coconut custard.
Oh.
And Sean had that. And then I just had the plain old peach cobbler.
Without a la mode.
Without a la mode.
Are you not an ice cream guy? Ice cream's not good enough for you?
At this point, it's like 8:30 in the morning, and I was trying to pace myself, Coy.
Well, so, it looks good even without the ice cream.
We took some more pictures down in Scottsville once we got there, went up on the levee, photographed a train coming through. So that was kind of fun.
Yeah.
And
that levee right there is where I sat and watched the fireworks 1 year. It's great.
And then we went over to Howardsville, which is the southernmost part of Albemarle County. It's also on the James River, but a place I had never been. Howardsville, you know, it's funny, when we got there, we saw the Howardsville General Store. And we were very optimistic because it looked like a sizable enough store where they would appreciate good home cooking and they'd have enough room for, you know, the big pie ovens that I needed them to have.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, no, they did not have pie. We did buy some Coca-Colas in little glass bottles, and she encouraged us to come back when we have burger day.
Okay.
That they would make a mean cheeseburger that could not be beat.
We'll win your burger competition.
But Howardsville was beautiful, and we went down to the river at Baber's Landing there, took some pictures of some other historic buildings. And some of the times, Coy, we took pictures not knowing what we were photographing, but just sort of to document what we were seeing along the way.
Yeah.
We'll get the we've submitted these pictures to Google Earth, so hopefully they'll become part of the permanent sort of record that you see in Google Earth if you use that program to view the world. And that's the program they use on the news all the time, where they're zooming in on different you know, parts of the
country. Which anybody can download for free to their computer.
Yep. Just go to Google. But there's a way you can submit those photos and have them be sort of hardwired in there. And it would be great if people looked through the slideshow, commented on Flickr, told us about these places, added insights, and we can build the library of what we discovered.
Where is the store, the Covesville store?
That's Covesville. So after leaving Howardsville, we headed back towards 29, the southern part of 29. And Covesville, which is, of course, known for, you know, the apple orchard business in Covesville.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, for us, the store is now selling antiques and not pies.
Oh, dog.
And of course, we asked him for pie, and he said, well, you got to go up to Crossroads, which was on our list.
Yeah.
Because you had another caller call in and say, we've got to try Vern's Five Fruit Pie at Crossroads. So we show up at Crossroads.
And for Crossroads, of course, is in North Garden, down there where they have North the Albemarle Garden. County Fair.
That's
where
right.
Allison and I lived for about a year down there on Cove Garden Road.
And when I first moved here, that was just a little strip on the side of the highway that was a bunch of rundown.
It's a little shopping center now.
Now it's a much bigger complex.
Dr. Ho's Humble Pie is there, but that's not the pie you're talking about.
Yeah, but of course we went in there and we told them we were on Pie Day. And we said, you know, we're going to mention you. And
that's pizza pie.
That's pizza pie.
Jerry Danner, of course.
That'll be a whole other adventure.
Yeah.
But we asked for the five fruit pie. He searched around for it. I was getting worried. He was moving pies around. Finally, he found it, locked onto it, and I said, we want the whole pie.
Now, look at this display case here.
They had a big display case.
So the Crossroads store down in North Garden.
They take pie very seriously.
It's like a pie mecca.
Yes.
So in a pinch, if you need a big selection of homemade pies, that's where
you go. That's a good place to go.
Yeah.
That was our second stop. We sampled the five fruit pie. We loved it. Great pie.
The famous five fruit pie at the Crossroads store on Route
29. So I said to myself, well, we're going to talk about this. We need to know what the five fruits are, right?
Yeah.
So I sent intern Ben back in the store. I said, Ben, go get the list. He came back out and he said, they don't make the pies there. They get delivered there.
Oh,
so that was
man.
A little disconcerting. So that makes me think that Vern, who I think is sold to another owner now, I think Vern maybe didn't sell the secret recipe to the five fruit pie. So I'm not sure where they're coming from, but we highly recommend them. It's definitely a unique pie. It had rhubarb in it. I thought I was eating celery at one
That's
point.
That's what you brought by here on Friday.
That's what we
brought.
It was
delicious. Yeah.
Great pie. Took
really
a
good.
Great picture of
so
it.
So after the Crossroads store, you went?
To Batesville.
To Batesville?
Batesville store.
Oh, you went Plank Road then?
Yeah, we took Plank Road
That's
to
one of my favorite drives in Albemarle County is Plank Road. You can get on Plank Road up at 250, right near 151.
Yep.
You can ride all the way to Keene.
Yep.
And that
stretch from Keene to Crossroads is unbelievable.
That's
too.
One of the prettiest drives in Albemarle County.
It is.
Yeah, you're right. Right between 29 and 20 on Plank Road.
Amazing.
Absolutely beautiful.
I don't think there's any pie in that stretch. But
no.
So we went to Batesville, and Liza Scallet, who is the proprietor there, she was in the kitchen, but not baking pies. She had baked some of her famous scallop chocolate chip cookies.
Mm.
And it was funny on the chalkboard out in front of Batesville store, it said, you can dance for a free cookie. So we were picking on intern Ben, and we tried to get him to dance for cookies, but he wouldn't do it.
Oh,
so
man.
I had to buy one.
Yeah.
So we bought a cookie. Liza Scallet said, next time, let her know she'll be baking pies. And of course, Batesville has that apple festival in the fall. And once they're harvesting the apples, I'm sure there's going to be some apple pies down there. So we'll go back to Batesville.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But right now they got yummy cookies.
Yummy cookies and many other things. And
so
then we headed west to Crozet. And we went as far west as Rockfish Gap Country Store. And that was sort of the westernmost part of Albemarle.
They're doing antiques now, too.
They are now doing antiques as well.
Yeah.
So we took pictures, moved on, went to Greenwood. And I had never seen the Greenwood Chemical Facility that you've always heard about, the Superfund site that was cleaned up.
Yeah, the real...
We're driving along this road.
It was cleaned up?
Yeah, it has been cleaned up.
Okay.
They've got some monitoring wells and things. I'd never been there, and we're on this backcountry road, and sure enough, there's the entrance to Greenwood Chemical. So we took a picture of that and put some of the history on the pictures up on Flickr. And then we saw this amazing bus just sitting on Newtown Road. between what's Newtown and then Greenwood. And so it was a funny bus we took a picture of. Got to Greenwood store,
yeah.
Took a picture of the post office and the horses there. Greenwood store is now also selling antiques.
What in the world? What are these people doing?
That's a lot of what's happening in Albemarle County. Some of these country stores are, you know, going to other uses. And that's
interesting. And I guess from a business standpoint, that they have to, but
yep.
You know, maybe these antique dealers could throw in a little pie once in a while.
Fortunately, in Greenwood was a reminder that just up the road is Child's Peach Orchard. So we went to Child's, which has a big new fancy building. And, of course, the trees are right there. You can go out and pick your own peaches.
They got a big old building there.
But as we walked in, Coy, staring at us at the register was a pie. A peach cobbler.
In the Child's Country Store.
Child's Country Store. And it had a handwritten note on it that said, made with love, made this morning.
Wow.
And so I'm looking at all those peach trees. I'm looking at the sign on this pie, and I'm thinking, heaven, here it is. We bought some of that peach cobbler, which I later learned was made by Allie Childs. And Allie is the winner of our pie contest.
So it's Child's Peach Orchard.
Child's Peach Cobbler.
So the secret is out. The results are in. The best pie, the result of 2008, Pie Day 2008, your search for the best pie took you to Child's Peach Orchard Country Store and the Peach Cobbler.
Because we didn't find any pie after that in the rest of our trip. That was probably two-thirds of the way through the trip.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that in a minute. But that was the last one. It was the best one. Now, that said, those other two pies, Five Fruit Pie at Crossroads and the Lumpkin's Peach Cobbler, were both amazing.
Yeah.
So this was a tough contest. It's hard to pick a winner. And there are a lot of places we haven't been yet. So we're going to go to the eastern part of Albemarle County and in around the city of Charlottesville as well for Pie Day 2.
Yeah.
But you know, the Child's Peach Orchard was just a wonderful setup.
So what was it?
You can sit outside.
It had the experience whole, you know, a place you want to go and be.
Yeah. Place to hang out. It's on a backcountry road. You can get there from Crozet by going out Jarman's Gap Road. You can get there from 250 at Greenwood, and you can head north to Greenwood and then keep on going.
Yeah.
And you'll run into
Child's
Peach
Orchard. And for folks who don't really know the geography of the county well, it's west. It's between here and the mountain.
Yep.
And it's sort of between Greenwood and Crozet.
That's right.
Sort of just west, southwest of Crozet. Yep.
So Allie is a junior out of Western Albemarle this year. She was the chef of this pie, and I called her up today and spoke to her and told her I was going to talk about her pie on the radio. And I had to get the secret out of her. And she said, you know, the secret, of course, was peeling Child's peaches, which are right there in the trees. And she said she cuts the peaches, puts some sugar on them, and then lets that cool in the refrigerator for a while. And I was like, Allie, there's got to be something else in there besides sugar and peaches. And she said, well, there's some secret ingredients. She said her grandmother taught her how to do this. So she comes in several times a week, bakes a few pies, not many. She bakes a few.
With love, Brian.
With love, made fresh, and puts them up for sale there. She said she does peaches, I think she said, from like June through August, and then she'll switch over to apples when they start ripening up here.
Oh.
So we are definitely going back there to get Allie's apple pie, too.
So you got to go back in apple season.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Child's Peach Orchard Country Store near Crozet is the winner of this 2008 Pie Day adventure, the best, and it was a peach cobbler.
Peach cobbler.
There you go. So, I for one am one of those folks who will be headed to Child's to get my pie.
Forget about it, because Cole Sandridge has already just jumped in the car and he's driving out there and buying out the place, I'm sure.
Oh, so then you continued on.
We continued on. We went then north of Crozet to Whitehall.
Yeah.
We went into Dave Wyant's.
That's a pretty drive too.
Yep. We went into the two little country stores in Whitehall, didn't find any pie. Kept on moving because north of Whitehall, way up north, up against Shenandoah National Park, the highest point in Albemarle County, I'm certain, must be near there, is Mission Home. Mission Home Bakery.
That's up like near Nortonsville, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mission Home Bakery. It's actually closer to Boonesville. Mission Home Bakery, you will see in the store, you know, the banana breads, the pumpkin breads. And I've always eaten those things. But I called them up last week and I said, we're going to come by. Do you have a store we can actually go into? And do you have pie? And they said, yes and yes. And so we showed up and it is just phenomenally beautiful up there. They have a bell tower that's got ivy growing on it, and you feel like you're in a different world. You're little.
And what is it? A store or
they have a little
home? Or?
There's a building. It looks like an expanded home.
Okay.
And there's a little building there and a little store. You walk in. There was nobody there. So
I've never been up
there. We had to ring the bell.
Wow.
And then they came out. And
you rang.
And the woman said, you know, we don't have any pie today, but, you know, we have these other things. So we bought many other things.
Yeah.
And continued on our trip then down to Boonesville. Which is up, again, along the Greene County line. And I tell you, that stretch, Coy, from Boonesville down to Whitehall is now at the top of my most favorite stretches.
Over Plank Road?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Well, you got more mountains up there that way.
The mountains are more dramatic.
Yeah.
And they come right down. And then you've got these, you know, expansive open spaces with cows, of course.
Yeah.
You know, leading up to the Green Mountains. And it was just...
And you get probably nice views looking east across the Piedmont.
Yep. We took some great pictures of the cows out there, of the historic homes in Boonesville, some old buildings in Nortonsville, which I bet were country stores at one point. And I'd love to have people tell us about the history of those.
I know the history of that one.
That's the one I was asking about. Yeah, Nortonsville.
Yeah. Mr. Via, who was the barber on the UVA corner, what was her name? His wife, Juanita, and I'm trying to remember the family name. I think that was their store for a long time.
Neat building.
Yeah, it is beautiful.
And then we went from Nortonsville. Sean Tubbs was having fun being navigator, you know, even though I had the GPS unit and we weren't going to get lost. But Sean just wanted to play with the maps, basically.
Do you have one of those things in your car that says, turn left?
No, this one doesn't talk to you. It's a little pocket version. But Sean talked to me, and Sean would say, turn left, turn right. And we're trying to get to Free Union, and suddenly I'm staring at a stream that we have to cross. And Sean's like, oh, it says Ford on the map. And I was like, oh, yeah, I can see that. And so the water was up to my hubcaps, I think, but we made it across, got to Free Union. The Free Union store also did not have pie, had many other good things, and, of course, is a key part of that community. And then we went to Earliesville.
Yeah.
The store there did not have pie. But we took a turn, went up to the Advance Mills Bridge. That's something we've talked a lot about.
Yeah, which is closed
and
now.
It's closed now. We took some pictures
of that. They're going to do a new one, though, right?
They're building a new bridge there, yep.
Okay.
But it's going to be, you know, till 2010 probably when that's
done.
And you can see how this community now is, you know, cut off to the north there, not being able to get down Advance Mills Road. And then we came straight to the studio when we heard you talking about us Friday afternoon and brought you what was left of the five fruit pie.
And there I am eating it.
And we have a picture
very proudly on the last picture on the slideshow. There I am eating the pie. So what a day. That's fantastic.
We were exhausted at the end. You know, our intern was feeling poorly enough where we had to basically drop him off at the house. And he picked up his car over the weekend. So we totally wore Ben out. But again, Sean and Ben were great humoring me on this.
And you
adventure.
Ate all day, and that's what Pie Day is for. You just got to get ready and just eat all day. You eat baked goods.
We did.
Did you eat dinner?
By then I was still hungry because we hadn't, since Allie's peach cobbler, it had been several hours since then.
Oh, so you, yeah.
And I was accustomed to
because you went to all these little country
hour.
Stores where there was no pie.
That's right. Yeah. So, and it made you hungry. So I did eat some food when we got home.
There you go. Brian Wheeler, the executive director of Charlottesville Tomorrow. You can see the pictures, the slideshow, and read all about it at seavilletomorrow.org/pie. And we will start planning Pie Day 2009. Well, you'll have to have an apple season Pie Day.
Yeah. Later this year.
Yeah.
And then maybe we'll do this twice a year.
Yeah. Well, you got to have like a summer season and then like a late fall, winter kind of.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Part due. There you go. Brian, thank you very much.
Thank you, Coy.
You've been listening to WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. The show is on the air Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 in the afternoon. Join in on the show by calling 434-977-1070 or feel free to leave a comment on the show at seavillepodcast.com. This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network.